Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The bigger picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's time now for the bigger picture. And Ryan, I'd like to think of today as uncertain Monday. In fact, the only thing certain about today is that we're going to get a rate hike this week. We're not even sure what we're going to do with those CPI numbers. Inflation, is it peaking or not? And then at Shanghai, it looks like we're going to go through this lockdown situation all over again. Maybe, maybe not.
Lots of jitters for markets to digest. So you've got a potential return to tighter restrictions in China, and also a lot of wait and see that investors could be adopting as they look out for the central bank action later this week. To get a bigger picture, we've got Dong Chen. He is the head of Asia Macroeconomic Research for Pictet Wealth Management. Morning, Dong Chen. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Dong Chen, let's talk about what's on the table right now, and that's around what's happening in China. So you've got the mass testing back again resuming in Shanghai and Beijing as cases creep up again. And you have to also, I guess, put things in context. We've seen how in the previous round of restrictions, that really weighed on the Chinese economy. What is the risk right now that we could see around two?
Well, we think it's quite uncertain because, I mean, as we highlighted in our recent views, that we think that post the so-called post-lockdown, actually, the path ahead is still with a lot of uncertainty, given that China, the government, still sticking to a zero COVID policy. Right? And it's pretty clear that it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to actually fully put the virus under control. So as long as we don't have any meaningful change to that policy, that means any disruptions, you know, could happen in any time.
Yeah, that's a major question mark. Another question mark is what the Fed will do in view of the rising prices of almost everything in the CPI numbers we got last Friday. We saw it at 8.6% above consensus forecast and also a 40-year high. What's your view on what this means for the economic outlook? Because there's a lot of talk about how we might see recession because of these rising prices, a hard landing. What is the risk there?
Well, we think that the risk probably is much higher for next year, not necessarily this year. But you think about it, right? So the solution to high inflation actually is high inflation, meaning that inflation is going to erode people's purchasing power, it's going to destruct demand. And the central bank's actions right now in tightening the monetary policy is helping on that regard as well. So all this likely is going to lead to weaker economy down the road. At this point, we're not seeing that happening in 2022, but in 2023, I think the chance is much higher.
Okay, so we've got the Fed pretty much communicating we are getting some rate hikes to the tune of 50 basis points at least in the coming meetings. What's your take on what we should be looking out for in the subsequent meetings? Are we seeing enough urgency to front load even more 75 basis points even?
Well, probably not 75 basis points. Our base case is still for this meeting and next month, we're going to have 50 basis points for each. And afterwards, that's a lot more uncertain. Right? There are views that there could be a pause because of concern of the economy. But on the other hand, the inflation still looks like worryingly high. And so actually, at this point, we're reviewing our views and regarding the subsequent moves by the Fed. But I think the likelihood that it will keep pushing the interest rate higher is much, much higher.
And another central bank in action is the BOJ. So a bit of a divergence here because we are seeing the yen weaken quite strongly. Now, 1.34 versus greenback is down over 20% over the past year. What do you think the Bank of Japan will be doing come its meeting this week?
Well, we think the BOJ likely is going to stay put, right? As the governor, Mr. Kuroda, just recently repeat his rhetoric that he still believes that the central bank in Japan still has a good reason to stick to its monetary easing, mostly because they think that the weaker Japanese yen potentially as a whole is still better for the Japanese economy. On the other hand, you're also looking at the inflation rate in Japan actually is creeping higher, but it's nowhere close to, you know, the U.S. or European levels. And the wage rate actually is not going very high in Japan either. So all this put together, we think that BOJ likely is going to stay put, meaning that this is going to weigh on yen further. Yeah.
So the inflation story quite different in Japan. And talking about what's happening on the central bank action front, we've seen the ECB last week, pretty much not changing rates, but signaling of a rate hike in July. What's your take on how markets will be reacting to the rate hikes and what's your strategy if the rates do rise?
I think the rate hike by ECB is more or less already priced in by the market. But I think at this point, the market is more concerned about what to do with the rising yield in some less robust economies, weaker economies like Italy or some peripheral European countries. I think on this front, the ECB has not given a very clear guidance regarding what they're going to do about it. You know, on the one hand, it is a tighten, but on the other hand, you don't want to see, you know, major financial problem coming out of those countries. I think ECB need to communicate better on that front.
Okay, and just to wrap things up, Dongchen, we've got a lot to worry about. And if you look at diversification, where does gold sit right now? It seems like it's coming back into some favor in recent weeks. In the past month, it's up 2.7%. In the past weeks, up 1.7%. So is this something you're expecting to gain momentum in the coming weeks?
Actually, we remain fairly cautious about risk assets in general. As you just mentioned, the market rebound in recent weeks, but given all the headwinds that we just outlined out there, you know, inflation remains high, central bank could stay hawkish for longer, and on this part of the world, in China, the zero COVID strategy actually did not really change. So with all those, we are not seeing a material change in the investment environment at this moment. So we stay fairly patient and cautious.
Okay, we've been chatting with Dongchen. He is the head of Asia Macroeconomic Research for Pictet Wealth Management. Dongchen, thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a great week in advance.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.